With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The Senate's first weekend session since the government shutdown began has yielded few signs of progress.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune's wish for a quick vote never materialized on Saturday. The 39-day impasse is taking an increasing toll on the country as federal workers go unpaid. In addition, the shutdown has caused the cancellation of airline flights and the delay of SNAP benefits for millions of Americans. Saturday's session got off to a rough start when President Trump made clear he's unlikely to compromise with Democrats anytime soon.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. Senator James Lankford says he hopes lawmakers can get around to fixing Obamacare when Democrats finally join his party in voting to reopen the government.
President Obama promised that health care rates would go down. Ask anybody if their health care rates have gone down, and they'll say no. So Obamacare is a broken promise, to say the least. And there are really practical solutions with health savings accounts, giving people more options of different insurances they can have. Even if you keep the pre-existing condition requirement, there are ways to do this that actually brings premiums down.
Lankford, an Oklahoma Republican, made his comments on the Salem Radio Network. Public policy expert Matthew Conanetti says the issue of affordability hurt Republicans in last Tuesday's elections.
Drove a lot of the Democratic victories. Bad solutions like Mamdani offers, whether it's the rent freezes or the free buses or the communist-style government-run grocery stores, they're fool's gold. They're not going to work. They won't make life more affordable. But they beat nothing. And I think that the alternatives in these elections had very little to say about affordability and cost of living.
He says the GOP needs to articulate their cost of living agenda. This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on faith.
A new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute finds about two-thirds of adults would prefer that the country be made up of people belonging to a variety of different religions, while the other one-third would rather the U.S. be predominantly Christian. Strong majorities of white evangelical Protestants and Hispanic Protestants would prefer the country was mostly Christian, as do 55% of Republican Party members. Michael Harrington reporting.
A lawsuit filed by three Dallas residents seeks to strike down dozens of city ordinances they say violate a law that prevents Texas cities from adopting liberal policies. The law passed 2 years ago made it illegal for cities and counties to enact statutes that promote the LGBT agenda and other ideologies if they violate state law. The Texas Public Policy Foundation, which represents the plaintiffs, says cities don't get to pick and choose which state laws they follow. The suit is about protecting Texans' freedom. This is SRN News. Nobel-winning scientist James Watson has passed away at the age of 97.
Watson was best known for helping discover the double helix shape of DNA. He shared a 1962 Nobel Prize with collaborator Francis Crick and scientist Maurice Wilkins for discovering, back in 1953, that DNA was shaped like a long, gently twisting ladder. Knowing the structure of DNA was key to figuring out how the genetic material works. Watson was also known for helping guide efforts to map the human genome. Bob Agner reported.
Funeral services have been announced for former Vice President Dick Cheney, who died earlier this week at the age of 84. His funeral will be held Thursday, November 20th, at the Washington National Cathedral. Cheney served as the nation's 46th Vice President under George W. Bush from 2001 to 2009 and was widely regarded as one of the chief architects of the war on terror following 9/11. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.